The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G tonight. It will be chill and short tonight because not much is happening. It's a slow Saturday, but come and spend unregretted user seconds with Papa JF, the new term that is taking on social media. Because Elon Musk has decided that he was going to optimize unregretted user seconds. All tech CEOs will always say this. But the devil is in the detail, and it depends on how they define it. Because the fact is, sometimes your behavior contradicts your feeling. Sometimes, you know, you can say, oh, well, this person is clicking on everything in Instagram and X, but then they're pissed off about what they're reading. That's a regretted user second. But the fact is, they will keep clicking. And the fact is, if they don't get this fix of bad news and horror stories and things to trigger their dopamine fix, they're going to be pissed. And that's also a regretted non-user second, that if you deprive these people of what they click on ultimately is the revealed preference. That's how we call it in economics. The revealed preference is what you end up choosing. And the fact is, people again and again end up choosing, yes, rage bait, yes, scammy stuff, but it's what they go back to. And so it's kind of a ridiculous project to be depriving, to be aiming for unregretted user seconds, because the fact is people like regretting and people like being offended by what they see. And in the end, it's a form of censorship. Ty Rogerson says, capital gain tax question. Say someone had purchased 1,000 worth of Bitcoin, and later after the Bitcoin price further increased, they sell a portion of the Bitcoin worth 1,000 at the time they sell it. Do they owe capital gains tax yet, or they only once they sell further Bitcoin? It's a good question. I think that for small amounts like this, you wouldn't get annoyed whether you calculate it one way or another. You could say that in the future, any future gain will be fully taxable. And you could do the accounting that way. But I think that if that was to become a big question and you would do that with big money, I think they would tell you that that you have sold a fraction of your Bitcoin, and that fraction must be represented. So basically, if your price doubled, you sold half of your Bitcoin. So it doubled to 2,000, you sold half of it, and so on half of it, you should consider that it has increased in value by a unit of $500. That would be the correct way to do it, and probably the way they would impose to you if it was any significant. Because all of the Bitcoin have been bought, but only a part of the Bitcoin being sold makes profit. But there is a profit on that, on those Bitcoin, as opposed to the Bitcoin you keep. So the probably the legal way to do is to report again of $500 on a sale of 1,000, and that gives you some advance, so that when you claim the rest of your profits later, you will have already have accounted for a certain amount of gain through this. We have a Punisher origin story. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. We have an animal control guy here being called out.
Not an animal control officer. You think your wife come home every day like, oh, I want to fuck this little animal catching motherfucker? Hell no. Nah. She want the sheriff. Your badge don't even got no badge number on it, bro.
My badge number is actually 44. That is not the number on my badge.
Man, fuck about.
Some black guy decided that he would be insulting this guy and telling him, you must have a sad life and a sad wife.
What's your badge number, nigga? I ain't asked for it. I know your name. That's all I need, because you don't have a badge number. You're not a real cop. They gave you a flashlight and a fucking camera. Nigga, you can't even arrest me.
Actually, they did not give me this flashlight. I had to
you
buy it.
Bought it? Bro, the city of Detroit don't give a fuck about you, bro. They ain't even...
He bought his own flashlight. But this is not a cop, bro. It's an animal control person.
Give you no flashlight. So if they wouldn't have gave you that, you wouldn't have nothing on your vest, bro? They sent you out here like that? You a fucking dweeb, man. You a dweeb, man. You a dweeb, bro. And I ain't gonna lie, bro. Your life...
This guy is accumulating hate. Progressively, I started to hate them.
It's fucking over, bro. You 50 years old. You 50 years old and you don't have a life.
So that's not a...
Nah, you
making sure
you trying to say, is it a threat? No, I'm recording. I'm saying your life is ruined as a man.
When someone says shut life up, is over,
no, no, it's not. That ain't what that mean. That's not what that mean. That's not what that mean. That's not what that mean, is it? Nope, that ain't what I was saying, is it? Nope. Fucking.
Why do black people always have to put themselves in trouble? You know, what if this guy could call a cop on you now that you're harassing him?
Goofy. I was saying you are an ass, and your wife. I'm talking because you a fucking baby. You a bitch and a baby. You a baby bitch. You know that? You a baby bitch. You an animal control.
Poor animal control guy. Anyways, he's getting paid to receive all of this abuse. So in a way, he's enjoying life. Angry Sicilian says lots of animal control in my area. Are also actually cops also. Oh yeah, I think that depends on the place you are, but I think to have a dedicated animal control agent, it must be a relatively big community, because very often the firemen or the police that handle these things in smaller areas. People are going crazy about a video that I don't think is particularly interesting. The idea that in the Tesla that exploded, we can see a head movement before the explosion. And people are trying to say, well, so that means that he wasn't dead. Okay. So that, but he may have, because the whole theory was that he committed suicide before triggering the bomb. But we don't know how much time before. It could be a fraction of a second before. Pow, pow. Maybe he had a bomb trigger that if he lets go of it, you know, like in Terminator 2. So it could be a fraction of a second where both the gunfire and the bomb explode at the same time, basically. So I'm not particularly alarmed at the fact that we see maybe a small head movement. Let's have a look here at what they're talking about. So they're talking about here. Through the reflection on the glass and everything, here we see the head of the guy just before the explosion. And there are two frames. And you'll see the video oscillate between these two frames. Click, 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 click. So there are head movements if you go frame by frame. Here the head movement is visible when I play from one frame to another. And then next frame, poof, explosion. To me, this is not revealing anything wrong with the current theories. It's just, okay, the guy was alive up to the last second, or maybe he wasn't alive. Maybe, you know, sometimes your head, if he had shot himself in the head, perhaps the head then fell. Kind of on the side, and it could be a movement from this. Strange Channel says the dude standing beside the car didn't seem to hear a gunshot. Yeah, which is why to me the best theory is that the gunshot happened pretty much at the same time. The guy had two triggers, one for the gun, one for the bomb, and he clicked on both at the same time. That seems to explain everything. The U.S. is terminally ill. Vegas Police Department reveals more of Cybertruck bomber manifesto. Officials say that after 37-year-old Green Beret Matthew Livelsberger drove a rented Cybertruck to Trump Hotel, he shot himself in the head, after which the Cybertruck, packed with fireworks, mortars, and fuel canisters, detonated. A passport miraculously survived. So we have a longer version of the manifesto compared to yesterday. But it's all a call to action and waking up to the service members. We are the United States of America, the best country people to ever exist. Country people. That is such a bizarre repetition. Isn't a country a people? What was the Freudian slip here? I'm curious. The best country people to ever exist. The best country slash people. The best people. The best country. But right now we are terminally ill and headed toward collapse. Americans only pay attention to spectacles and violence. What better way to get my point across than a shunt with fireworks and explosives? A stunt with fireworks and explosives. Why did I personally do it now? I needed to cleanse my mind of the brothers I've lost and relieve myself of the burden of the lives I took. Although this incident is more public and more sensational than usual, it ultimately appears to be a tragic case of suicide involving a heavily decorated combat veteran who was struggling with PTSD and other issues. Okay, so yes, that's the new release on this bombing at the Trump Hotel. DK Shadow says, a nation is a collection of IDs, don't you know, not people. Well, that's exactly what I'm wondering. Why would he? Because when you do a repeat word like this, it's like you're not sure. Somehow in your subconscious, you're not sure that the two words mean the same thing. Or you wanted to indicate the first word, but then you realize the second word is a better fit than the first word. That's when you do repeats. I believe that he wrote country, but then he was probably maybe somehow racially aware. And so he realized, well, even better than country, we are a people. And he went in line with the Samhain, the interpretation of what is America and the racially conscious interpretation of it. We have Eric Trump at the Binance conference for Bitcoin. Let's listen to what he had to say.
I can tell you a lot of eyes were opened when Bitcoin hit 100,000. And I can tell you a hell of a lot more eyes are going to be opened when Bitcoin hits 1 million, and I'm confident it's going to hit 1 million. I think we're all confident in this room that it's going to hit a million.
All right, so Eric Trump, I don't know, why did he give his name to this Binance-related thing? Maybe he wants to create an image for himself in the crypto world, presented by OKX. I don't know about this conference. A mother who praised her incredible husband for how he was handling their divorce was just shot and killed by her ex-husband. That I find it funny. Because here's a mother who went on social media and said, oh my God, my ex-husband is doing amazing through the divorce. But he was just plotting to kill her. That's why you felt he was doing amazing. So this guy ended up shooting her because it's weird. When a divorce goes well, either there is something that we don't know of, or perhaps there is an equilibrium of finances, so the two sides are equally happy to be gone from each other. But generally, I don't expect a divorce these days to go well. And this girl was kind of standing out of the norm by saying, yes, it's going extremely well.
So, about to be a newly single mom. And I am in the...
Oh, man. They are so disgusting when they say this. I'm about to be a newly single mom. Like it's a normal stage of life. No, you have destroyed your marriage.
In the middle of a divorce, my husband is being incredible though. Like really and truly, like we're working together. Everything's great. We're splitting everything down the middle. Like, you know, everything is good. It is a very civil divorce with our daughter in mind. And I really appreciate that. However, you know, I'm going to be a mom, single income right now, and he will be helping with her. He will be supporting her, you know. So essentially, like, I'm really thankful for that and that I will not have to worry so much about supporting her. However, I will be on a very limited income with buying a new house and, you know, paying a mortgage and all that stuff. So, I've never done this before. I've never been on my own before.
You're not going to pay a mortgage. You're going to be infinitely drained away, never quite reaching the salary that would allow you to pay off the mortgage. And you'll end up in life owning nothing and giving nothing to your child. Anyways, it's not worth talking to her. She's dead now.
So if you have any tips, saving money, making money, anything like
that. You're just not going to make it. The system is designed to press lemons like you. Now, as it turns out, you have found the only out of the system in which you won't get pressed in a mortgage. You have taken the road of death.
Like that, like, I would really appreciate it. Like, you know, coffee at home, you know, I take caffeine pills, I do my own hair, nails, everything. Like, I do all that.
Nothing Man says she could have made 100k in blowjobs. Blowjobs to a husband, you can make 100k. But blowjobs on the street, let me tell you, you have to suck dick. People don't realize, and prostitute women don't realize. Do you have any idea of the business bottom of prostitutes? Do you know how much it costs to get a blowjob on the street? It's $20 or $30. It is absolutely ridiculous. You have to even make a day's worth of just scraping by and living with paying your grocery for the week. You have to suck 6, 7, 8 dicks. 6, 7, or 8 dicks per day to just go by. Just get equivalent of what you would get at McDonald's. Rodita said says all taxable income. All taxable income, in fact. Barnaby Buto says, is that adjust to inflation? Alimer says, 30,000 dicks a year. I mean, it's how many dicks you would have to suck if you want to get rich with prostitution, which is why you've never seen a prostitute that was rich. Never. It doesn't exist. Prostitutes are truly at the bottom and they are playing a game of survival. But no, with the price point is just too low because ultimately women are also having sex for free. So your main competitor is basically a free version of yourself. Forget it. You are in a storm. You are in a storm of attacks and competition when you're a prostitute. The only plus you have is, okay, because you're doing it professionally, you're not going to be nagging the guy for during that hour. So perhaps he prefers you to having a girlfriend, but that's it. Rodila Sid says, or suck one Bezos or Bill Gates and you're a billionaire. Yeah, that is also a possibility, but then the math of it doesn't work. Nothing Man says, there's 24 hours in a day. Blowjobs only take 10 minutes. I don't want to hear any excuses. Well, you know, the problem is anyone who's been in business, and I've not done prostitution, but I've done business. Anyone who's in business knows that what's hard is not the action and the service that you provide. but it's really hard. And someone tells me I should fix my camera focus. Let me try to do this right now. What is really hard is the acquisition of clientele. See, a prostitute could suck maybe 300 dicks in 24 hours. Easy. But it's not that. Before you get to suck the guy, you have to find a proper place. He's going to want to be talked to. He's going to want the thing to feel human. It is just acquisition of clientele, acquisition of clientele. It's the same thing if you're a self-employed guy trying to get contracts. You're going to get a contract, you're going to work, but then you're going to spend weeks just trying to find another contract. And you're not getting paid for this this clientele search. You're only getting paid when you deliver the service at the end. Noting Man says, I'm here 10 minutes and we're doing blowjob math. Lol. Well, yeah, I mean, we have to. We have to because it's really not viable, which is why OnlyFans has basically taken prostitution to a doable place because of technology. Because you can do one act of sex and it can be viewed by 10,000 people. But that's the only circumstance in which you can get the amplification of technology. The prostitute on the street, I wouldn't like to be playing her game. Let's continue listening to what she has to say.
So, yeah, if you just have any tips, like, I would really appreciate it.
She is shiny and happy. Her divorce is going well. She's going to be a single mom. But Brendan Sheffield thought otherwise. He has now shot her. And he shot himself after. Jennifer Sheffield was found deceased with a gunshot wound 2.5 weeks after the video below was shared. Jennifer and Brendan Sheffield were reportedly going through a divorce at the time of the incident. After taking Jennifer's life, the husband turned the gun on himself and took his own life. Their daughter was believed to be at home during the time of the incident. I'm about to be a newly single mom. I'm in the middle of a divorce. My husband has been incredibly, though really and truly, has been incredible. We're working together. Everything is great. She said on December 10, the tragedy happened in Brandon, Mississippi. Here the problem is the guy finds himself with, he has no control over this decision. He's not going to be able to see his daughter, or if he does, it's going to be on some schedule organized by some judge where, okay, you have 1 hour in the afternoon of every other Saturday. And it's like, okay, you've just ruined all of the time that I could spend with my daughter. And so you've made my life worthless. And this guy decides, all right, well, I will also make your life worthless. I will kill you. That's the mindset, I suppose. Cosmic Nut says the hoes are cheaper than a wife. That is true. And ultimately, it makes sense because they deliver less than a wife. But yeah, a wife will cost you $100K per blowjob. I know it's shocking because we've just made the math and it's $20 on the street. But a wife will cost you literally $100K per blowjob. There's no other way to see the map. People don't get blowjobs very often in a marriage. And 100K and 100K, and with the inflation and the price of a house is like $500,000 these days, you're going to end up paying your blowjob 5 orders of magnitude above the street rate. That is just what it is. Now, thankfully, you do get more than just this. Barnabé Brito sends me an announcement for oil service in the 1990s. Dépannage done. Keep away from children. Service de quality superior and very professional. Change of oil. Polishing of the car. Well, why are you sending me this piece of history, Barnabé Brito? He says, my uncle was a pimp in the 90s. That was his marketing. A pimp? Okay, so those are not true car services. Okay, so your uncle was managing prostitutes. Oh, so polishing is kind of a hand job, maybe. Change of oil is maybe a blow job. Okay, so he was marketing his prostitutes with a camshaft polishing. Oh my god, are you serious? Okay, well, I mean, what can I say? I'm against prostitution, so shame on your uncle for engaging in this deceptive commerce. Oh, this one is a sad story. An American guy who calls himself Chad Dad online is having a bad day after his Filipina wife became Americanized and she is asking for a divorce after 2 years of marriage. She just got into the U.S. He's been investing so much money on making this happen, and it's like, oh, now I don't love you anymore. And she ran away with their daughter back to Filipinos, to the Philippines, to... And this guy seems to be thinking that he's going to see his daughter again. I have bad news for you. When your wife comes back to the U.S. to claim her citizenship that you gave her, she's not going to tell you where the child is, and she's going to raise that child in the total absence of you. She's going to run away from you, and you're going to have no recourse. You're going to go to family court, and they will laugh at your face because you're a man. But anyways, let's listen to his story.
Well, it didn't take long. It only took 2 years, literally to the day, December 27th, for my Filipino wife to become fully Americanized, hate everything about me and what I provide, and decide to leave. Yeah, welcome to the shittiest post that I'm ever going to make. There's a lot to it, and I'm not going to go into it, okay?
You have to grant something to the Filipinos here. You went onto a dating market where you knew you could get more sexy, younger, and more attractive than what you deserve. You went on that market knowing that you had leverage. Now, you got scammed, of course, because she has more future ahead than for herself as a single person in the U.S. than you do as an old man in the U.S. So I wouldn't take him as only a victim. You are playing a game. If it's the game of I'm going to extort a Filipino person into having sex with me, where she wouldn't have usually, but she's going to do it to get the American papers, then that's the game you're playing. But then she plays another game. She plays the game of finding a sugar daddy that brings her to America and then divorcing him. You have to accept your fate here, in a way. You've had a baby from this Filipino wife. I would say just do it again. Just fuck 20 Filipinos next year and have 20 babies, and you're not going to be the father of them, but it's the math of it. It's the math of the game you chose.
But suffice to say, after providing...
Oh, man, it breaks my heart. He's crying. He has his whole red eyes after providing and going the Disney World trip. Oh, no. You invested on your Filipino wife? Bro. You have to be able to pull out. You have to be able for her to pull out of the relationship, and it comes at a cost to you that's like $15, $20. But no, he was throwing money at her. Oh yeah, Disney World, and oh, let's film ourselves. Aha, an old white guy with a Filipino wife. Ha ha ha! Isn't she sexy? She was your trophy wife. You have hired a prostitute at very, very high price. You paid above the street price.
And going on the Disney World trip, which included the funeral for my mom.
Which included the funeral for my mom. Okay, he's done on top of it. His mom dies. It's really not going well for this guy.
Got up to day 6, I think, on that, because it all broke down at Magic Kingdom. Fucking ironic. And I didn't post anything after that.
Oh, she divorced him at Magic Kingdom. She waited for the summum of the Disney experience to say, I'm not doing it anymore. So basically, she hung onto the relationship just to be decent until the funeral, and benefited from most of the Disney World trip, and then she dropped him. Oh man, the Filipino psychopath woman is something. That is why we have to be worried about Shring Mamel. Now he's aiming for Taiwan, I believe, these days. I don't think he's headed for Filipinos, but Filipinos women are hardened whores of the fucking jungle. Like they've seen it all. And you're not going to have any leverage on them. These women are fucking wild and dangerous.
After that, because when we got back from Orlando to St. Simons, Georgia, I was greeted with the announcement from J-Ann that she wanted a separation. And then I discovered through text that she had been discussing this with her family. And
well, of course. The woman always gets pulled by social networks. So the jungle woman is just jumping from branch to branch and talking to her family, and her family is convincing her away from you. Basically, the only circumstance in which a marriage can survive is to have some sort of isolation, or the family doesn't know where she is. You have to be in a hidden place, or else your wife is going to have one friend or one family member, and that's enough to cause a divorce.
And making plans to also take the children.
Of course, the day you learn about the divorce, it's all set up already. She's already kidnapped the children. She's already taken them to a place where you don't know where she is, or you can't go get them. Of course, never trust a wife. She will always set up the kidnapping of the children. That's the first thing she's going to think about. And then she's going to tell you about divorce. But the kidnapping of the children always goes first. So she went to the Philippines, brought the children, the child, and then wrote to him, hey, I want a divorce.
So that's heavy, right? That's a nuke. And I'm going to go into my bunker. So I came downstairs in my nice 4-story mansion and just stayed by myself through Christmas Eve and through Christmas Day. And I missed Christmas with my children.
You may miss all of the Christmases with your children.
My in-laws, my mother and my father-in-law, and J-Ann, they proceeded to open the presents without me. Presents of which, all of which I bought.
You don't want to leave them with any sort of wealth or gifts. They're going to rip it off from you. You have to maintain the accounting tight when you go for a Filipino or. It's like, you have to manage things. You have to deliver the calories, just what she needs to survive. You have to impose an import-export rule on any meal, on any boxes. Nothing comes under her hand without your supervision and approval. No, she ran away with the gifts, and they opened his gifts to his child without him. while they were betraying him because he was at the funeral of his mom. Whoa. There is no limit for the jungle Philippine lady.
Yeah. The separation is a separation. I'm lucky enough to have a big house, and the logistics of it can be met right away, but I spent Christmas
utterly by myself.
And you have a choice in life. I see that you are relatively old. You have tried scoring above your grade. You have tried, because unless you're a millionaire, this girl really accepted to have sex with you, not because you're beautiful, not because you're desirable, but because you have just enough money to pass the immigration process, and that was what she wanted. You have a choice going forward in life. Either you redo it again, and you can do it, but to a high cost of your mental health, or you can abandon, become a man gone their own way. You just abandon the idea of further reproduction, and you go forward in life, find a hobby, because you're not going to spend any Christmas with your children going forward.
And it's coming up on New Year's Eve, and I'm still alone. Because there's no communication from her. Why? Because she's communicating with her parents. She has the total backing and validation of her parents.
Of course.
Plus TikTok.
Plus TikTok. Holy shit. She... She is being reassured by her TikTok audience. You go, girl. You go, girl. Toby says, get a second Filipino, problem solved. I mean, yeah, you can do that. You can do 5 in a row if you want. But it's like you're going to have one child from each, and you're going to be washed up financially. I hope that if he does take a second Filipinos, I hope that he spares his money going forward, because Disney World, are you fucking kidding me? Nicholas Petrus says, I get the feeling this guy had it coming, getting strong simpleton vibes. I mean, I think he knows what happened, but he hasn't emotionally integrated it yet, and I'm going to show you why I think that. Because he's still thinking in terms of, she's going to have to come up with a plan for the children. It's like, her plan has been executed already. Her plan was to take the children from you and hide it from you forever. The only way in which she's going to come back in your life and allow you to see the children is if she is so much in the need for money that she thinks she can extort another $10,000 or $100,000 from you. That is the only circumstance in which she's going to come back to you.
All external sources of validation, and it's my position, my feelings are not relevant.
They are not, because you are a male. You are a disposable entity of the human race. And woman, certainly not a Filipinos woman, will not care about them.
She's got it figured out. She's got a plan. I'm waiting to hear what the plan is.
The plan has been executed in front of you. Take the children from you and you never see them again. She's going to maybe try to do trips to the U.S. to maintain her official status if she wants to. But she may not even do that if she feels comfortable around her family, as the grandparents of the child will now take care of the child, because she's going to keep going to whore out there, maybe even whore inside the U.S., while your child is being cared for in the Philippines. This is what's happening. Because your child's citizenship is guaranteed. Your child doesn't need to be brought back to the U.S. to keep his U.S. citizenship. She needs to. So she's probably, unless she's already been declared a citizen, which in 2 years, that doesn't happen. So my guess is she has a green card. That would be my guess. And she is on the path. Certainly get citizenship, but maybe in 5-6 years from now. So from her perspective, she might need to come back to the U.S. to maintain a status. But if she does so, believe it or not, my man, she will do so without your child. She will leave the child with her parents. That's why she's unionizing right now with her parents. It's because she wants her parents to be keeping the child from you. Or if she does come back with the child in the U.S., it will be without your knowledge and she will not reveal her address.
And we'll see what happens from that point. But I'm at peace with what has occurred.
what is...
When he says, I'm at peace with what has occurred, it makes me say, intellectually, he understands that he got fully scammed and divorced rape, and he got used for the purpose of American papers. But then what he says makes me think, emotionally, he has not yet processed this intellectual knowledge that he has.
What could occur? I am done being Mr. Fix-It. Fix-It Felix. I'm not going to be the simp, nice guy Fix-It Felix anymore.
No, but she's done with you, so... She's already extracted what she wanted from you. If she did this move, it's because she is okay going forward without any sort of support from you. And it's only if she finds herself in more trouble than she expected that she will come back to you begging for money. But if she has pulled this on you, it's because she already knows, I don't need Fix-It Felix anymore. I don't need to abandon my pussy to this extortion scam. From her perspective, she's extorted too. She had to sacrifice her sexual health and her sexual healthy part of her life to fuck a man that she didn't love.
Relationship takes two people.
Now, this is not too hard to do for a Filipino woman, let me tell you. They have a hardened heart.
And she made the decision for the separation. She's made the announcement and made plans with family to take our children back to the Philippines.
You just cannot leave your Filipino wife with the children without surveillance. You need cameras. You're going to the grocery store. You need cameras in the home to see when she's running. I mean, it's that hard. Because if you leave her 30 minutes, she's going to plan a divorce and do an international kidnapping of the children. That is certain. Now, there's different attitudes. You can say, all right, I don't care. You can say, if she runs away with the children, I'll get the next Filipinos and I'll get more children. But at some point, it starts hurting your heart.
And she's an adult. She has accountability. It's on her.
There is no such thing as accountability for women in 2025, let alone in Philippines 2025. There is no law. There is no organization that will come and save you. There is no such thing as accountability for women. This does not exist. We don't have the legal framework. We have a thing for accountability for men. Rodil Asid says he should have kept the children's passport somewhere safe. If they were still in the States or the West, he would have a recourse. I mean, yeah, but I'm pretty sure that a woman with children can get in the plane, and once she arrives in the Philippines, I'm pretty sure they're going to let her in if she has Filipino citizenship, no matter if she's carrying babies. Noting Man says they aren't going to send Interpol if she leaves the country with the kids if she isn't a U.S. citizen. Exactly. A man does this, believe me, you're going to get Interpol, but a woman, they will just let it happen. And they'll be like, oh, well, that was her child. Oh, well, but if I do that with my children, then the whole cavalry goes to me.
Her to come to me and explain to me what her plan is, such that it is.
No, there's not going to be a plan. She doesn't want you to see the children. That's why she kidnapped them.
And what can be done about it? So, surprise, no more countdown with the great fun in Disney World. It was a fucking disaster.
Wow, countdown. This guy was filming himself with his trophy Asian wife. 10, 9, 8. Oh, we're going to Disney World. Oh, man, that sucks. Because I keep seeing these guys. They're dating above their grade. And they're doing so at the international level. I mean, we know that's the whole strategy. That's the idea of being a passport bro. But, man, that must be rough when you think you are in love and you think she is in love and she breaks your heart like this. That must be absolutely terrible.
And, you know, that's the truth. Social media is not about the truth, but I'm about the truth, so that's what I give you.
Man, I see that this guy has maybe some hard drives or CD-ROMs here. I hope he has some kind of a hobby. Real Base Talk says he took two kids, age one or under, to Disney. I don't know how that works, but maybe they had the kid a little earlier than the marriage. Maybe they had the kid before the marriage. So I don't know. I don't know. Anyways, man, so sad. The world is sad. Biden quietly bans most gas-powered tankless water heater. In a significant regulatory shift that took place quietly the day after Christmas, the Biden administration finalized new climate rules targeting natural gas-powered instantaneous water heaters. But it's exactly what my water heater does. I currently heat my water with natural gas. Now, it's not an instantaneous one. It's just a tank that gets heated by the natural gas. But yeah, it's quite disparate what we see from Biden, you know, trying to push these things onto Trump. And it's like Trump can revert all of this with a single executive order. Firestarter says, what's a tankless water heater? They are water heaters where you just have the pipes. And the heat is made to be so intense that the water is heated on demand rather than kept warm. So the water passes and it absorbs enough heat that it's already hot. Now, if you take the tankless electric water heaters, but the problem with them is they require enormous amounts of electricity. So you have to have two, sometimes three, 240 volts coming in, and so the number of electric lines that you need to make them operate is sometimes makes it unviable for a house, because you would have to redo the whole electrical panel. But I didn't know that there was such a thing as gas-powered tankless. So basically, that's the burn chamber is heating water on demand. Longmont Fashion Council says it's a coiled pipe around a burn chamber. Okay, so the water makes enough rounds that it's getting heated enough. All right. We have here a guy that was interviewed and he shot his gun, went off while it was in his pocket.
And choices we got in life, those were your choices.
He had his gun in his pocket. I mean, the Second Amendment was made for intelligent people. I think that we're at the point where the Second Amendment is being benefited from by people who shouldn't have a Second Amendment right.
Choices we got in life, those were your choices.
You see, the gunshot came out here. Let's relook at it again.
Those were your choices. Who shot who? Come on, somebody got shot?
Lo, you good, Lo?
I hope. Y'all good?
Damn, Brody. Good?
Oh, what the fuck? Who shot who? Somebody got shot?
Hold on the dirty third one-on-one with Mike D. I thought my nigga shot me.
Everybody good?
Damn, everybody good?
I hope. I don't know, I heard everybody say that, you know, it's
like they can barely speak. Shouldn't you be able to formulate full sentences before you're given a gun? If there's going to be a national check and everything, seems that the first thing we should check is, can they speak somewhat English or Englishy? No, they can't. Red 5 says, Aristison. Nick espouses the great replacement theory. Adrian Dittman, well, let's make the distinction. The great replacement is 100% real and inevitable given current birth rates among native white populations, but the Great Replacement Theory is an absurd conspiracy for lunatics. Harry, yeah, I totally agree, Adrian, and Nick is evil because he espouses the Great Replacement Theory. Real convo that happened in the space. You actually can't comprehend how stupid these people are. I'm so happy that I'm not watching Spaces anymore. I'm not listening to this anymore. Spaces are simply not good enough. They don't have quality hosts that control the rhythm of the show, that let everyone speak equally. So you end up having a Gish galloping on the left, and you have to wait hours before the actual point is made. I'm not watching Spaces anymore. I'm not watching it, and apparently people are complaining that this space, it was all leftist talking while Nick Fuentes was there, but they weren't letting Nick speak. And apparently the fresh and fit guy was taking too much space. He was, whenever it was the right turn to speak, he was taking too much time. So in the end, it was very long before they got to hear Nick Fuentes. That's the problem. An intelligent host, here's a couple of things that an intelligent host checks for. He needs to check that his biggest celebrity guest can deliver to the audience, because the audience is there to hear them. So you cannot let a Nick Fuentes in a cold room of leftists. He gish galloped for 30 minutes before he gets to speak. You have to stop them, mute them, and then reach for Nick Fuentes and say, we want your answer on this point. And you cannot let one point go before the point is addressed. And it needs to be addressed by the biggest celebrities of the other side, because that's who people came to hear. A good host will pay attention to the side that's doing gish galloping, and the side like Adrian that was trying to make this distinction between, oh, the Great Replacement is happening, but not the Great Replacement Theory. Well, what's the difference? The intentionality? Oh, well, the Great Replacement that is actually happening is non-intentional. So you're going to tell me that the entirety of our immigration laws have been deployed unintentionally, that they were deployed and there was no intent, there was no knowledge of what they would cause. Bullshit. The Great Replacement is happening, and it's been desired by people. And if you hear the left and the Jews on the left, you will hear them say it explicitly, that that's what they want. White nationalist says, Jeff, if I miscegenate out with an Asian, will I destroy our genotype? Well, you will. You will create a line of descent that is very, very far from white. Now, as I often say, if it's the only way you can reproduce, go for it. But your great great grandchildren will be jungle Asians, probably. Much more likely than they will be civilized, you know. Whatever. What's the symbol of whiteness? They will much more likely be jungle Asians than they will be, English people drinking tea, or Americans, white Americans doing what white Americans do, whatever it is. Chef Marv says, you step on a banana peel, then pass an immigration law by accident. Happens all the time. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what they are asking you to believe. Longmont says, British, an apparatus for eating water rapidly with a gas flame as for a bat. Okay, here you seem to be mixing two parts of the show tonight. I'm not sure which one you're talking about. We were talking about water eaters and British symbols, and you just mix them together. Biden attempts to sabotage Trump's baby drill Drill Baby Drill with proposed ban on new offshore drilling in Atlantic. Well, that's Biden trying to do blocks. But I don't think any of this will survive. Once Trump is in power, he can undo this. Anything that has been done with the executive should be readily undoable. Now, back in the days, there was a case of immigration that Trump wasn't able to undo. That was a very special case where there were people that would be deported for this change. And so back then, a judge had decided, look, if one president saves you, you cannot be unsaved by the next president. And the thinking around this was you're creating a nightmare for people. People are told that they are welcome to America, and then they're kicked out. This kind of nightmare, the judiciary will not let it happen. But laws about drilling, I'm pretty sure Trump can come in and make new laws and erase the ones from Biden. The awards recipients today were shameful. Yeah, he's given awards to Michael J. Fox. I've seen a couple of actors. Doubting Thomas sends a super chat. Thank you so much. He says, Jeff, regarding the Friday bomb, you dropped non-denominational churches are unstable as they can't maintain a coherent theology over many generations, given Christianity is already so difficult to make self-consistent. Christianity thus needs a centralized effort of brilliant theologians to last. That is that kind of thinking. Let's get out of the church for a moment, okay? That kind of thinking annoys me. It is such... I hate this thinking because it's exactly the thinking that gives powers to government where everyone tries to centralize things. Everyone says, oh, well, we need an entity. We need an institution to deal with this problem. No, we don't. No, we don't. The entirety of the great world that you see was born out of no institution whatsoever. Literally everything that's good in the world today is an heritage that we have had from the past that has developed in this chaotic, free market, bizarre way. It's never been someone imposing some central authority on something. So the idea of, oh, well, there's ideological contradictions in the Bible. We need very, very brilliant theologian that will be part of a council that will decide things. No, you are opening up to central control, to central parasitism, to the wrong motivations that will throw these future theologians to take over the church. And eventually you are drifting away from the interest of the people because you're not connected to it. I say that if a religion is to be efficient, it has to be like the free market capitalist principle. You have to have a connection between the demand and the production, which in the capitalist system is simply consumption. So the company that gives a product that no one wants to buy will eventually fail. The company that gives products that do get bought by the people, they thrive. That is how you keep a system healthy. That is how you keep it clean of corruption. That is why when you go to Walmart, you can go to Walmart any day of the week. You can take food and you can survive eating that food. Isn't that fantastic? An institution that works, Walmart. But why does it work? It works because no one said, let us entrust a central grocery entity and let it be the only entity and let it erase and outcompete any other entity by being declared as the central institution that we shall all trust to get our grocery. No one ever said this. Demand made its thing. Consumption made its thing. And Walmart got richer and richer because they were delivering the things that people wanted. That's how you keep a system serving its function. you tie its existence to the function, and you let the competition rise and fall according to how they address this need. Now, Christianity in the Catholicism form or Orthodox Church form, those are extremely centralized, easily parasitized entities. And that is why the Catholic Church, although very much adhered to in, say, Quebec, cannot keep Quebec on the line of survival, on the line of racial survival, even on the line of religious survival. Because within 50 years from now, Quebec will not even be a Catholic majority nation. And there's all sorts of other troubles with Quebec. Of course, I've faced some of these troubles. But leaving that aside, basically the religious constitution of Quebec has failed at protecting the Quebecois people. And Catholicism has failed. Why? Because Catholicism has let itself be disconnected from what works. Because Catholicism is ultimately operated and controlled by a bunch of old men who gets into a royal rumble to decide who becomes the Pope. Literally, they get into some secret room and they have to really smoke when they have decided who will be the next Pope. What the fuck is happening in this room? All of this to say, going back to your super chat, you ask, as they can't maintain a coherent theology, non-denominational churches are unstable. Over many generations, given Christianity is already so difficult to make self-consistent, Christianity thus needs a centralized effort of brilliant theologians to last. No. And that is why communism doesn't work. That is why Catholicism doesn't work. That is why every centralized entity has always failed. And that is why every entity that disconnects itself from its base always fails. Now, let's think about your worry. You're saying basically, JF, you don't have this central entity, your doctrine will lose itself. Okay, so what? Perhaps the doctrine that is valid 500 years ago is not exactly the one that's valid today. And anyways, the Baptists have an answer to this, which is we're always going to trust the Bible. So the Bible is the doctrine. Everything in the Bible is true. It's literally the truth. The truth that comes from God. And if you think it's not, you're just wrong. Now, that solves all of the problems you've been talking about. Oh, well, there's inconsistencies. Well, okay, you see these inconsistencies. Okay, you're just wrong. You're just wrong because you see inconsistency in the truth. That would be the answer that the Baptists would give you. And on top of it, if I have non-denominational churches, churches that can operate their own reading of the Bible, and then I stay connected to the success of their people. If one church has 30 people and it preaches a bad doctrine that ends up making them not have babies, that church will disappear with time. If another church is preaching a doctrine that makes them have babies, that doctrine will survive. So you do not need a central entity to resolve the problem of continuity. To the contrary, the problem of continuity stems from central entity. The problem is as follows. Suppose you had a wonderful pope this year. How are you going to make sure that you get a good pope next year when that pope dies? At one point, you're going to have a pope that sucks. What do you do when you have a pope that sucks? Your entire generation of Catholics is lost. They will either be lost because they will believe in false doctrine, they will adopt behaviors that are degenerate and that are not good for them. Whereas in the church that is more free and more independent, okay, maybe you're going to have a bad preacher here, but on the next town, you're going to have a good preacher. And eventually, both towns will be formed by the people who have followed the good preacher. So the mechanism for truth finding in moral and religious matters do not need centralization. In fact, they are impeded upon by centralization. Ariel Suarez says, we need to delegate this task to someone else. We need to give some portion of our freedom up for more safety. Absolutely. I told you guys for years that the devil is in the delegation, and I so believe this still. I believe that one of the great evils of our time is delegation. Tall people acting like some authority out there is going to be better than them to make a determination. But when you check the authority, someone who's interested, someone who's corrupt, someone who's going to make bad decisions. Every time you abandon or delegate, you are taking a risk. And if you delegate to a central authority, you are almost certain to encounter an issue in the system. Chosen for Reasons says, are those baby ties behind him? Those are not baby ties. Those are Minecraft cubes. I can create a 3D world however I want. I can arrange the cube. I can disconnect them. I can lay them like this. They are magnetic. I can build like this. They are Minecraft cubes. I'm having so much fun with this, and I will be making an entire decor of Minecraft cubes. I need to go to Home Hardware maybe tomorrow. And I will start because my girlfriend found an artist who does chops of 4x4. Little chops of 4x4. So it ends up being kind of a plaquette that is very pixel-like. And he stains those chops of wood with just a stain that still gives you the texture of the wood and all, but that makes them colored in a way that they can reproduce the effect that you get on a Minecraft pixelated cube. I think I'm going to use this to create an art project in the background that will give a Minecraft feel to the decor, and I will then add these little Minecraft cubes that are actual Minecraft magnetic cubes to complement. And so we're going to be in a Minecraft 3D universe. Those are not kids' toys. Those are JF toys.